This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, persecution increases for the Underground Church of Canada. That story, right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Canadian pastor Tim Stevens was arrested on Monday, June 14th, for the crime of leading an in-person meeting as a church. The previous charges issued by the Alberta Health Services had been dropped against the Calgary pastor, but these new charges have landed him behind bars. On June 6th, Pastor Stevens held a gathering outside due to the building being shut down from violating COVID-19 health rules. Police cars and helicopters circled the congregation but didn't make any arrests that day. But on June 14th, Calgary police officers showed up at his house and arrested Pastor Stevens in front of his wife, crying children, and reporters from the Canadian Rebel News. As the officer walked him out of his house, Stevens commented that, "This is incredible. You know they can have their gathering in the Sky Palace, and yet a pastor who gathers together in a church outside is being arrested. The rules certainly don't apply to everyone equally, and they're not being enforced to everyone equally. Why is it pastors who keep getting arrested for this?" The pastor and the police officer continued the respectful debate in the driveway before gathering his children, hugging them, and praying for his family before being escorted to jail. He was compliant and did not need handcuffs. As he reached through the bars of the police vehicle window to hold the hands of his crying children, Mrs. Stevens talked with a female officer, saying that, "When they've talked about the validity of these rules, they've punted. They just said, 'Did you break the order? Now go to jail.' But they won't even discuss the validity of any of those orders. And when you say that there's an opportunity to go through the legal means, we're 15 or 16 months into this. They have yet to provide anything in court. A delayed access to justice is not justice at all." She posed the question to the officer, "Will you arrest me and take them, the children, from me too?" Pastor Stevens was offered bail conditions, comply, and no longer gather. But rather than betraying his convictions, he did not sign the bail agreement. Now he will be held in prison until June 28th. Pastor Stevens is being legally represented by the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. Other non-religious groups have been able to have events, in-person gatherings, the National Hockey League, and even citywide dances. Pray for the Canadian pastors that are being persecuted for obeying God's word over man's law. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.